Thanks for downloading this podcast for FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. This is an FC Live FA Cup replay of Salford City versus FC United from the second qualifying round on Saturday the 22nd of September 2012. Enjoy.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it is going to be Salford City to kick off. I'd say an interesting game for us all this afternoon, and two teams, FC United currently in fifth position and Salford City respectively 10th in the Division 1 below, but cup football is so different nowadays, and we'll
just see now, Bri, I gave away your team sheet. I gave it away and I just
need to get hold of mine. Can I take my team sheet now, please, mate?
Sorry, Brian. I took a decision, I went with it.
I'll overlook it this time. Don't let it happen again.
Well, it's a big number nine, Rob Kinsella.
Salford are going to kick off. FC are going to be playing from left to right.
Kinsella gives the ball straight to Jimmy Holden, and we know the qualities of Jimmy. And FC United, Richie Brannigan, the goalkeeper, takes his first touch, clears his lines. And it's up to the big man, Mr. Kinsella. On this near touchline now with Steve Yarwood. Yarwood plays it inside, but Nicky Platt intercepts, and then the ball's hit down the right hand side. Big ball all the way down there, and it's all the way back to Richie Brannigan. Holden plays it to Adrian Bellamy.
Good
all the way back to
his
goalkeeper. FC United pressing well there, and keeper doesn't make the best of clearance. An opportunity, first time shot comes in.
Unlucky.
And with a little bit more composure there, perhaps FC United's Jake Cottrell should have done better, because the goalkeeper, after good pressing from FC United's Michael Norton and Nicky Platt, gave an opportunity. The goal was gaping, but yep. He's put it well wide of the goal, and it's
he didn't need to take it first time either. He could have killed it.
He had a good opportunity to do something with it there, but he chose not to. It's headed on, an opportunity now, but FC United will have it back. Birch plays it all the way back to his goalkeeper Spencer. There are a few boos ringing out to the left hand side of us. And it's Spencer now, FC United's goalkeeper's first touch. And left footed, swings it down the right hand side for FC United's captain to try and win the ball, but good defensive header there from, Jack Lane. And it's going to be a throw in on the near touch line to us here. Birch plays it back to his captain, nice touch by his captain, goes past
Kyle.
Opportunity, goes past another now, decent delivery needed, plays it across right hand side, but it's cut out, and Salford City have come away with it. Nice touch by the number 11 there, and FC United will have to defend it, and it's all the way back to Spencer. So wherever you are around the world, good afternoon as always. FC United coming to you live, constructivecorner.com and the Armchair Army is Jacobs over the halfway line, shifts the ball to the far right hand side for Carlos Rocker to get on the end of, but Reece Welsh deals well with it, and Carlos just trying to put the pressure on him. He turns back to his number 5, who clears his lines.
Good squeezing again from FC.
It wasn't it? Yeah, as Birch now halfway line plays it across now to Adam Jones, recovering from that groin injury, as Birch now takes over 10 yards into the half of it's in the penalty area, just flicked over there, and it'll just rush out for a throw in, or a goal kick I should say. And with 4 minutes on the clock.
We're lost without that electronic clock, aren't we?
Well, the electronic clock is at the side of us. We have him.
Ball.
Our mobile electronic clock, as Richie Brannigan, right-footed, clears his lines, but it's a poor clearance from him. It's out for a throw in the halfway line to FC United of Manchester.
They're not right happy with that, the Salford lads.
Well, he's had two opportunities to clear his lines, and they haven't been very convincing thus far. As Jacobs now looks for some movement from FC United on this near touchline, and Birch eventually comes across, and Birch back to his captain. His captain plays it all the way back to Stott. Stott playing in the right back position, swings the ball from right to left for 30 yards to Jones. Jones on the ball plays it in now to Nicky Platt. Nice
good
touch
ball
by Nicky Platt now to Jerome right on the left hand side. Over the halfway line, Jerome goes. Can he get beyond one? Yes, he does, but shows a bit too much of the ball there, and it just ricochets off him.
Took his eye off it then, Jerome, didn't he?
Well, good defending there by Reece Welsh. He
was playing the second ball before he played the first then.
And Welsh did well there. Well, good afternoon to you, wherever you are. It's a good crowd here this afternoon. The old entrance for the first time in a long time opened up for fans to come into the ground.
Is this the FA Cup, or is it the FA Cup with that fizzy American pop stuff?
Well, it's the FA Cup without the fizzy American pop stuff, as I. Yeah. No one.
This is the FA Cup with Altz's bitter, isn't it?
It is. Yes. It's the imagine that FA Cup sponsored by Altz's best bitter, a pint of mild. That'll do. As the ball's all the way back with Stock now, 15 yards outside the penalty area of FC United.
Good turn, Matty. Good turn. Good ball.
And there's a ball on the right hand side for Wolfen to run onto.
Put him under.
Good defending there. Strong defending there by the big number six, Adrian Bellamy. Out for a goal kick. Liberace, yes. Roy Hodgson, Liberace look, yes. He's had that for many years. He plays the piano players just as well. And another opportunity for Richie Branigan now to take this goal kick again. This time it's a better one.
He's kept it on the island.
Well, he's just relaxed on that, and it's a decent ball. And FC United need to win in the middle of the park, but it's headed on by Cottrell. Jerome Wright's ball's laid to him from Carlos Rocco, and he wants it back, does Carlos? He's got an opportunity to have a bit of space now for Carlos down the left hand side. It's a big pitch
go
to
on,
say.
Carlos.
Two players
get
in the penalty area. Carlos in the penalty area now. Dips the ball back near post. First time, and it's just wide. Is it out for a corner ball? Yeah. It is indeed. Well, Carlos chose to hit that ball near post there, and it was good defending.
Made a good run there, Nicky Platt. He had two men wrapped all around him.
Well, Nicky Platt, who's had a good start to this this campaign, he's been off his mettle for perhaps a season.
Apart from his dodgy tickle, eh?
Well, that's been passed okay as FC United get themselves a corner ball. Carlos Rocker to take. Hits the near post.
Gets another corner.
He does, actually. From where we are, we can't quite see. We're doing the rocking bit now, swaying from side to side to see where the ball is. And Carlos get another opportunity to get a decent delivery in.
A bit deeper this time, Carlos, if you wouldn't mind.
And FC United, can they take the advantage in this early part?
Go on,
Jones up at the end back post.
Ooh, one lucky lad.
Goalkeeper got a touch on it, and then Jones just headed it, and it was wide of the post by some margin. But the goalkeeper there stretched well, and he got a good touch on it.
We've got in Gemma Mather's been in touch, says, "You never fail to make me laugh, FC UM Radio. Really wish I was there cheering on the boys. Come on, FC, me and Jake are cheering you on."
Well, we wish you were here too. It's a perfect day for a game of football.
Where's Judith Chalmers when you need her? She was always on Wish You Were Here, wasn't she?
Yes.
As FC United's Jones, big strong header there. Defended well, and FC United will pick up the second ball. Carl Shocker brings it down. Good defending though there by Nathan McDonald. More fortuitous perhaps.
Yeah,
coming off
more
his back.
Fortuitous.
But it's back with Salford. Nick, lovely ball there from Jimmy Oden on the right hand side, but well cut out by Nicky Platt. All the way back to Spencer.
Platt wearing number 3 and playing in midfield, and Jerome Wright wearing number 10 and playing at left.
I said it's glued to him, that number 10, that shirt, you see. It was part of his contract at talks. As FC United do well again, they press the ball, they win the ball back, and it's back with Stott. All the way back to his goalkeeper, Spencer. Spencer looks to his left, and he's got Jones there for company. And I'd have Jones in front of company.
For a pretty old fashioned centre half.
Lovely ball by Jones there to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now bobbing into the penalty area. Can he hit the cross? He does first time. There's an opportunity here. Crosses.
Ooh, good save, keeper.
Good save there. It was FC United's number 11, Matty Wolfenden.
It was a good turning shot that from Wolfenden. The keeper did well with that.
But it was well played from Jerome right there. He broke from deep, and he got
twice. We found space in behind the left back, isn't it?
Stott tries to win the header, but it's headed on by Kinsella, but it's out for a throw into FC United, is it?
Yes.
It is indeed. And Mr. Sheringham below us is a tough tackling, no nonsense kind of player in his day.
Tough tackling is being more than kind. He got sent off last week, did he, Paul? Say no more.
Well, I remember he played against us when Barrow came to town.
Good ball.
In the FA Cup, lovely
ball.
Go
on, Jerome.
FC United's Dicky Platt, the outside of his foot, plays it across now, left hand side, yeah, for 35 yards.
Oh, that's a poor ball.
Jerome right there was very,
very
poor.
We could have hurt him then, couldn't we?
And they start from the back again, and holding on the ball, being pressed. They have to clear the lines. It's not the best of clearances. He's going to pick it up.
And then Birchie.
Birch was across, and so was the number six, Bellamy, but forced to an FC United throw. It's taken quickly all the way back to Jones. Spreads it across now to Stott. Stott can move forward. Two more strides, and he's over the halfway line. He sees the movement of Jerome Wright on the far left-hand side. Norton leaves it for Jerome. Can Jerome get the ball into the penalty area?
Ooh,
corner ball.
Good block. Good ball, that, from Stottie.
Well, Stott there.
A great run from Jerome Wright, and Norton pulled the centre half out.
It was a good ball, and Norton could have gone for it, chose not to, and then that defender wasn't quite sure what to do. And FC United, third corner, far side of the pitch towards the back post. Jones is up there, so Stott doesn't win it. Kinsella wins that ball, but it's out for Birch, left footed.
That was
looping to the just to the top right hand corner of the goalkeeper.
Good save, lad.
He kept his position well, and he just palmed it over the top. No need to dive. It was a good save.
Even the referee saying to him, "I look, that was a good effort." That.
And SD and I are certainly starting the better two teams. There's Carlos with another corner towards the back post. It goes again. Who's up there? Stops. Can't quite get to the end of it. It's Kinsella clears. And this near touch line, it's an opportunity to clear the lines. They chip the ball forward. It's a poor ball there, though, by Danny White.
Again, David Butch was right in his face then. They didn't give him many options, did he?
Well, FC United pressurising. 10 minutes on the clock. And it's 0-0 here, but FC United having the better of the opening encounters. Large crowd here this afternoon. Sunny afternoon here at Moor Lane. FC United play the Tangerines as Jimmy Oldham picks the ball up for Salford City. He needs some support, but defence goes round one, round two, and then can he get a decent delivery in? Yes, he can. Lovely ball now down the right hand side. Opportunity now for Kinsella at the back post if he could be spotted. And he's actually got on the end of it now. Kinsella on this near touchline, right hand side, just outside the penalty area. Could he cut inside? He plays it back though to Bellamy. Bellamy outside his foot. It's a nice ball. FC United needs to defend it towards the back ball. The post goes. Who's going to pick it up? Is it an FC shirt? It is. Carlos Rocker. But he loses at the end of the penalty. First time shot comes in.
Sloppily caught in possession there, Carlos.
And FC United were looking for perhaps a free kick or an offside decision, but certainly didn't see anything wrong with it.
We almost paid the price there for having Jerome at left back, because he was yards and yards out of position when Jimmy Owen slotted that ball down the right.
Well, Jimmy Owen was deep in his own half and allowed to go past two players with too much ease. FC United now on this near touchline, right hand side. Captain's on the ball, looks for some support, has to play all the way back to Stott. Now he plays it to Platt instead, and Platt should now play the ball across onto the left hand side for Jones.
He's so available, Jones, for centre half, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got good quarters as Jones. He plays it inside now to Birch. FC United now just starting to mount it.
Great ball. Go on.
Over the top, the ball goes, but the keeper comes out there, Brannigan, and collects it. He throws it out to Jack Lane. Lane encouraging his number 11 to move forward, but he decided not to, and then there was not a great option for him really, more than anything.
Touch Stotty.
And FC pick it up, and Birch now plays the ball down the right hand side, and Norton will go in search of that, puts pressure on the defender.
Well in,
Platty. Nicky Platt gets a head on there, but Jimmy Holden wins it in the middle of the park, and he plays a simple back to his centre half, the big number, Jacob Wood, not the biggest of centre halves.
No, he's not. His Aries, though.
Sporting a 1980s cameo.
It looks a bit Kajagoogoo, that, doesn't it?
Cameo Kajagoogoo. Well, who knows? There's a ball on the right hand side now. Jerome Wright's equal to it. Plays it back to Spencer. No pressure on Spencer from Yarwood, and he clears his lines. Just Spencer, and it's headed away. And FC United trying to pick up the second ball. Norton put the pressure on. Does well like there, Michael Norton. The number three there, Jack Lane.
That's experience.
Was never going to get. Well, he's only an average player, he's not that good to be honest.
That was clever though, wasn't it?
Does well,
he made the lad play it out, didn't he?
Well, the experience of the 31-year-old FC United centre forward.
Oh, don't say that, he's a bit sensitive.
What about being 31?
Yes.
God help him when he gets to your age.
If he's lucky, we'll get to mine.
He will, yes. Yeah. As I said, we've just nicknamed you now, the White.
White?
Well, they say you were called the White.
Platinum blonde is.
No, anyway, FC United trying to win the ball back. Good defensive challenge there, but they get themselves a throw in. Kinsella come back in to help. You were the White Morgan Freeman, that's what we were calling you now. It's the White Morgan Freeman.
More than. Much more than.
As FC United over the halfway line they go with Jones. Jones just steps back and plays it across now to Cottrell. Cottrell now with an opportunity to left foot to get the ball to back post. It's a decent ball, it's slightly over Norton, and it'll probably. But it's not going to go out for the goal kickers they were hoping, and they clear the lines, and Nicky Platt's in that corner there.
Is he?
And done really well to
can't see that corner.
Stop the ball going out, and it's a throwing right at the corner flag on this near touch line. You just joined us, good afternoon wherever you are around the world. As always, FC United bringing you live coverage through constructivecorner.com and the Armchair Army. And don't forget, we only need £50 a day to keep this broadcast going.
Is that all?
Yeah.
£50 a day?
A day, yeah. That's
what I don't earn that.
An hour. I've been told, sorry,
an hour.
I always get that wrong, an hour, £50 an hour. So this is a £200 broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Get digging deep as FC United, the right-hand side with Birch.
Go on, Birch.
Birch get beyond the number three. And he gets himself a corner, and it's a fifth corner
for
FC United.
Oh, it's a goal kick, according to the referee.
An interesting one there. I thought the defender had done well there, and FC United had got the corner, but it's not to be. So
Birch,
still four Birch corners.
Was giving the referee a rather disagreeing look. Bordering on dissent. So it's a goal kick to Salford. Since we've only got one team sheet, because Mar's given mine away, it's Richie Brannigan to take it.
He's given it away, has he?
Can't give
it away. What are we supposed to do? Anyway, ball's over the halfway line. Jones wins, that does really well. And there's two defenders going for it, but Norton just gets in between them to put them under the pressure.
Ooh.
And then just about clear the lines, and Jimmy Holden then, the calming influence, plays it to his left back, who hits the ball high and long down the left-hand side. But again, no one really into those positions at the moment.
They're between two stools, aren't they? They don't want to give anything away, but they're not going to get anything unless they take that chance.
You've got to take that chance. You've got to pressurise. You've got to do something that's similar to what Norton does. He pressurises the space, creates chances. And Kinsella this time didn't do anything, and FC United come away with it now with
players as ultra fit and ultra committed as Michael Norton, a few and far between, aren't they?
Well, that's right. Poor ball from FC United's captain, and over the halfway line, the ball goes through the middle now. Kinsella, oh, it's a poor touch from Kinsella. He had a great opportunity there because he was between the two defenders, and FC United a momentary lack of concentration from the captain, but they get to start again. Chipped over from Birch to the chest of.
It was only a lapse in concentration. Jones. You won't get a lapse in conversation. As we all keep talking.
As Nicky Platt plays a lovely ball down the left hand side. Jerome Wright, can he keep it in play? Yes, he can. Does superbly well. Just at the corner flag, far left hand side. Can he get a delivery in? Yes, a decent ball.
Beautiful
the
ball.
Norton's there, heads it goalbound, but it's comfortable for the goalkeeper. But again, FC United undoing with the pace down the left hand side. Good ball there, and Jerome Wright was onto it like a whippet. And incidentally, if you like whippets or greyhounds, FC United have one racing at Bellevue tonight. The shout of come on Salford below us, or the side of us I should say, is
although
Stott does really well there. Stott and FC United get themselves a throw in.
We've played 15 minutes.
We have.
Still 0-0. FC much the better side of the two.
We're on 16.
Oh, you're getting out for that.
16 minutes.
Oh, right. Adam Jones bringing the ball out of defence again, striding over the halfway line.
Jones.
Oh, he's going all the way, Jones.
Jones passed one, goes past another, plays a nice ball into Nicky Platt, does he? Just a bit too much.
Trying to get it out to Carlos, wasn't he?
Too much for Nicky Platt, really, there. He's right in front of Nicky Platt, but Jones charging Marauder. He must have heard the drums, the Native American drums, and thought, I can move with this.
Yep.
As Jimmy Holden now got two players around him. Oh, just superbly well, Jimmy Holden again. But he needs some support, and plays the ball back to his defender. He's going to clear his lines. It's high over the top, but Jones should be equal to this. He's got Kinsella for company. He's a tall lad, about 6'3", is Kinsella at least. But they win the ball on the halfway line. A free kick there by Nicky Flack, conceded against the number four.
Number four being Danny White.
Well, the ball's
long
taken.
Free kick.
A great free kick again by Jimmy Holden.
Good touch,
Jerome Wright does superb. Takes it off at number four.
Go on, Jerome.
FC
get at him.
Over the halfway line, and the one thing is, that is true to say, this pitch is huge. As Carlos Rocker begging for it on this right hand side, but he plays it not the best of balls. But Jerome Wright, can he get on the end of it? Carlos Rocker, yes, he does. After a defensive header, Rocker now plays it inside to Birch. Birch 10 yards outside the penalty area, chips the ball towards the back post.
Ooh, unlucky.
Not the best of balls there, really. You want that in front of your defensive forward moving onto it. It was behind Norton there, but again, FC United, as I say, if you've never been to Salford before, the size of the pitch, it's absolutely a huge pitch. As FC United trying to win the ball over the halfway line, but Jones stabs it forward. A free header there, and Nicky Platt doesn't get on the end of it, but Jimmy Holden does. Holden again hits the ball high, wide, right hand side. It's looping in the air, but it's comfortable for Jones. And then it's with Lamar on the right hand side there. And again, FC United trying to win the
Fufu?
Kakajuju.
Limal.
I was doing the crossover, you see.
Right, okay. You mean you were wrong?
Oh, you're back, are you? He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there's a free kick to Salford City on the far right hand side. Yeah. Player down injured currently, and I'm sure the man with the team sheet might mention the name of the player, but to be honest, I think he's just.
What, from here? You're joking.
Well, in that case, give it bloody back.
He's in Prestwich. Plus, he's lying on his back. That's not helping, is it?
And
Jones are being sported over a bit of a lunge.
That's too posh for us, that iPad. It's too posh and too heavy.
Yeah, we can't wave that about.
Yeah,
can we
can't, you know that. But we've got a break in play, and we have the team lineup. So we're giving you again, actually, while we've got a chance. Spencer, Jacobs, Platt, Birch, Jones, Stott, Rocker, Cottrell, Norton, Wright, Wolfenden. On the bench, Neville, Cheatham, Amadi, Anderson, Crew.
Yeah, somebody's just offered us an iPad with the team sheets on. That's a bit like giving a camel knitting needles, isn't it?
And also, one of the Salford fans has got a red card, and he was waving it as if that should have been a red card. Bizarre.
Yeah, because they don't normally see the fouls here at Salford, do they?
There's a free kick to Salford City, and it's going to be taken on the right-hand side by Jimmy Olden, a player who was injured. He's back up. Is he back on the pitch as well?
It's hard to say, isn't it?
I think he is, actually. There's no one down below us on the halfway line as the free kick comes in towards the back post. It's a decent ball. And Stott did superbly well there, because he just nudged, legally, Kinsella, and FC United trying to come back away with the ball on the halfway line. But
pressing
forward.
Up
goes FC United's
so
captain,
there.
And then Stott comes across, but Kinsella picks it up.
It's going out for a goal kick.
So if you just joined us, wherever you're at, it's 0-0 here in this FA Cup game, and if the game remains a draw.
Also 0-0, still at Matlock Town, Stocksbridge and Rushall versus Nantwich.
It's 20 minutes on the clock, it's 0-0 here, and as I say, Tuesday night replay at Gig Lane if it remains a draw here. There's no extra time, it's straight to the replay. As Jacob sprays the ball down the right-hand side, okay, Carswell get the end of it. Norton does superbly well. He's got Carswell for company, he's going to try and play it off the defender for a corner ball. He flicks into the penalty area, it's half cleared between Norton and Rocker there. There you have to concede the throw-in, and it's left for FC United.
Captain
plays it to Carlos Rocker now. Carlos Rocker cuts inside, left footed now, plays it up to the back post.
That's poor, that Carlos.
It's an overhit from Carlos,
neither
really.
Neither fish nor fowl, that was it. Neither a shot nor a cross.
Neither fish nor fowl.
Neither fish nor fowl.
There you go, ladies
and
gentlemen. If you've been listening to the radio in 1972, neither fish nor fowl might have been a common occurrence, but in the modern day language, it's something that hasn't been used.
It was a cross come shot.
I think everyone understood what it was. Normally you just say, Carlos, that were rubbish.
Well, if they understood, then what are you mithering on about?
Jones wins the header, just halfway line. Who's going to go for it? It's won by Salford City. It's number 8 on the right-hand side, but Jerome Wright will take the second ball. And then very good defending there from Reece Welsh on the right-hand side.
With 21 minutes played, so Carlos has got less than 50 minutes to make an impression.
Ah, you know what?
He'd be getting dragged on here, the size of this place.
If he were from Tameside, he'd be your favourite player.
Nah.
As FC United concede a free kick on the far right hand side, it was Jerome Wright again this time, just tugging at the number 7, I think, Nathan McDonald.
No, I've got a lot of time for Carlos, and he's been very consistent the last 12, 18 months, but he's struggling to get into the game today. Well, that could be the formation we're playing.
Well, he's up on his own at the moment as his free kick comes in towards the back post. It goes. Up goes Spencer. Wins the first ball, but it's a free kick conceded against him. Free kick taken with a moving ball, completely from not where it should have been. And it's all the way back to the goalkeeper, and FC United of Manchester will get themselves an opportunity to take the free kick again.
Taking short to Adam Jones. Jones is striding towards the halfway line, plays it up to Wolfie.
Wolfie with best a ball,
shortish one there to Dave Birch.
It's a poor ball there, and Wolfenden
put Birch into a trouble there, didn't he?
It's interesting, Wolfenden's there back in the left back position, and Jerome had bombed on that time.
That seems to be the pattern that's developing, that Jerome's raiding forward far more than you'd expect from a left back.
Well, it's a throw in on the far right hand side. Can they get the ball to the penalty area? Well, they've got beyond one player now. It's a 1-2 down the outside of the box. It's with the number 7 there, McDonald again. Can he get a decent delivery in? Well, he gets himself a corner ball.
This is Salford's first corner, isn't it?
Birch had come across there and defended it well, but a small team in Bury is the cry. As the corner ball being taken from the Prestwich part of Salford
by Jimmy Alden. I should imagine the border runs right through.
That's
the
a decent ball as well. Again, Kinsella gets a head down there and perhaps should have done better there, because there was no one on him.
He had space there, didn't he?
But it was drilled across there by Jimmy Holden, and Kinsella, good 6'4" of him, should have done better.
If that had been ours, I'd have expected a goal there.
and FC United can start again. It's with Birch. Birch hits the ball right hand side, and Norton's got to again get in the way of the two centre defenders, and they have to clear the lines. It's one bounce, and the ball's cleared, and it's going to be taken on this near touch line, right hand side, by Jacobs. It's Carlos Rocker for company. Carlos hogging the half, the edge of the area. There's Jacobs being hustled and bustled, but he's still got the ball. Plays the ball in there. That's not a bad ball, but the keeper does superbly well. Yeah. And comes out. And
saw it early there, the keeper, didn't he?
And a nice little touch there by Jimmy Holden, and a poor ball against Jimmy Holden. The referee didn't see an off the ball incident there. Says play on, because
I think the guy just fell.
Well, Danny White and Birch collided, and FC United, that's a poor ball there from Jerome.
I think there's a little bit of complacency creeping in here, because we've had that much of the ball, but it counts for nothing if you don't score, does it?
Well, it's a game on a pitch like this, perhaps patience and quality of passing. It's a warm afternoon as well, as Jerome picks it up.
Oh, it's unlucky that, Carlos.
And Carlos is trying to play the ball on the outside of his foot there to his club captain, but it's out for a throw-in, and he's not really set off suit.
No, he looks out of sorts today, Carlos.
He started on the left, and now he's on the right-hand side, and again, a little bit of magic, and that's all that you need from players like him.
Yep.
To change a game very quickly, and ball's all the way back to Spencer, more fortuitous than anything from Stott, as the ball's hit high, just outside the penalty area. Who's going to pick it up? It needs to be a red shirt, but it's good defending there. Well cleared, but FC United's captain strong there. Brought the ball down superbly, wasn't he?
Not knocking him off the ball there, was he?
And it's Jones now marauding down the left-hand side. Plays it to Jerome right now. Right, an opportunity to get beyond the number 7. Can he do so? Yes, he has. He's done superbly well. Hits the ball behind two FC players. And then there's only Jimmy Holden, who plays a nice ball with the outside of his foot to a lovely bit of space for the number 3, Jack Lane, to run onto now. Lane on the ball. But again, being closed down by Carlos Rocker. Does really well there, Carlos. He just stayed with his man.
Yep.
Nowhere for Lane to go.
Didn't need to dive in or anything, did he?
And a throw into FC United of Manchester. And I think the bushes on the far side of the ground there will be utilised quite extensively this afternoon for perhaps...
What can you mean?
A bit of toilet time. As Jerome Wright plays it back now to FC United's Jones. Jones plays it across to Birch. Plenty of room for Birch to manoeuvre and move forward. Over the halfway line he goes on this near touch line. And then gives away a woeful pass. There's an opportunity now for them to chase it. Onside decision, no, he's offside by
miles
a good
off.
5 yards there is Kinsella. To be honest, Kinsella started his run because he thought the ball was going to be played quicker and should have been played quicker, but it wasn't. And it's 0-0 if you just join us in this FA Cup second qualifying round. It's ball on the right hand side. It's a nice ball.
Go
the captain
on,
of FC United will get on the end of that. Can he get the first time ball in? Good defending though this time. And it's out for a throw in to FC United. Well, a glorious afternoon here in the FA Cup. The ball's thrown into the penalty area. Nicky Platt's on the end of it. It's a handball there, surely. The referee says play on. It's in the penalty area. And then it doesn't fall kindly for an FC shirt. And Jimmy Holder will come away with it. And again, the ball just seems to stick to his feet. And then he plays a nice ball in to the number 11. Still plenty of room for them to manoeuvre forward here from Salford City. Left hand side now, just outside the penalty area, but again lays in the number 4, not looking across the line there, and it's out. It's a free kick, an offside decision against Danny White. But the one thing you can see with Jimmy Holden, he gets that ball, he doesn't give it away, does he?
Oh, that's Jimmy Holden all over, isn't it? Great first touch, always available.
Ball's up towards
very rarely
United,
gives the ball away.
Number 9, it's out for a throw in on the halfway line. I noticed the omission of there's no chucks on the bench this afternoon. It doesn't seem to be. I mean, Darren.
Well, we'd certainly know if he was there, wouldn't we?
Yeah, he'd be guiding them planes in, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
From Barton Aerodrome, they'd be all getting confused. What on earth's going on? Was he a tic tac man? He'd be brilliant at the bookies, didn't he? at the races, at the dogs. As the ball's.
Oh, come on, Jerome!
Like a drone keeping him playing, knowing that it was. The ball had played out a little bit rather than in.
Yeah, it looked a bit too straight. The pace that was on it.
And if you just joined us, it's 0-0 here in this FA Cup second round qualifying game. FC United here at Moor Lane, being entertained by Salford City. And
I make it half an hour played. What does Paul say?
I think Paul says it's about half an hour played, is it, Paul? 29.
Oh,
we have to wait for the card. as up goes an FC's player, but didn't get the end of that. And then the post played up, and Spencer's gone out for it, and he gathers it well.
And a little rolled out to Jerome Wright.
Well, if Nathan McDonough there gambled, I think, a little bit, then perhaps he could have put more pressure on FC United, but he didn't, and FC United have the ball back with Jerome Wright on the far left-hand side halfway line. Plays a nice ball to Wolfenden. Wolfenden now can charge forward just outside the penalty area. He needs some support. Carlos Rocker, lovely touch by Carlos Rocker. Nicky Platt, this one.
Yes!
And Nicky Platt, simple in the end, but what a lovely touch there by Carlos Rocker. Yeah. Flicked the ball through 6-7 yards into the penalty area, and there was Nicky Platt. When he gets forward in those positions, we know what he can do. It doesn't get... The FA
Cup is
his forte.
FA Cup, yes.
FA Cup's his forte.
And that was so similar to the ones he got against both Rochdale and Brighton.
It certainly was.
One-on-one with the keeper, cool as you like.
Great play down the left-hand side. The ball started through, and Carlos Rocker there just nonchalantly just flicked the ball the outside inside of his right foot into the oncoming Nicky Platt.
Yeah.
Bottom corner, Nicky Platt makes it 1-0 to FC United on 30 minutes.
And he's proven the value of being picked there, Nicky Platt. This is why Margie picks him, because when we're playing with one up front, a la Mike Norton, he's the man to offer support, isn't he, for those runs into the box.
Without a shadow of a doubt, we know the quarters, but here come now Salford in the counter attack on the left hand side. They play it back to Jack Lane. Lane on the ball, plays it inside. And can Salford strike back very early in this game? But again, a poor bit of play from Nathan McDonald.
It's a good throw out there to Jerome Wright. Go on, Jerome, you've got acres, man.
Well, that's a problem, you see. You put it normally in a normal pitch, you now be in the last third, but yeah, they're still in the
huge pitch.
And Birch will take over. Plays it to Cotchell. FC United now. They always say you're at your most vulnerable when you've just scored a goal.
Yeah.
5 minutes of consolidation. And
that's it. That's what it's all about, keeping possession, isn't it?
Stott takes over. Stott on this near touchline plays it to Nicky Platt, the goal scorer of FC United's goal in 30 minutes.
A good
then
run
Birch
there,
plays the ball down the right hand side, and can Stott control it, does well. His grandfather just below us, and last 1-2 with Nicky Platt.
Unlucky.
Good defending though there, strong defending as well. And
you got a clout on the ankle there, Platty.
Holden wants it, but the number 11's taken over, and he played it, does well there eventually, and it's with Chris Thompson now. Thompson there plays it inside, he got away with that just about, and now it'll be
a bit fortunate there.
The right footer of FC in an offside decision, and
offside.
It is there's opportunity now to make it 1-1. Goes round the goalkeeper, does Kinsella. He still hasn't put it into the penalty area, and
oh, well done.
The chance has gone.
Missed the chance there, didn't he? Won't get another one like that.
Kinsella there really should have done better. He went round the goalkeeper, and he still chose.
He never looked convincing, did he?
No, not at all. And you know, it's the first time they've split the FC defence. Yeah, they did well.
Centre-backs just melted there, didn't they?
Did very, very well there, and should have done better, really. And the referee just going across to see his...
This is often the problem when you've got two defenders with only one centre-back to mark. Unless they communicate who's picking him up, he's always going to find space between them.
Of course. Well, Paul Thompson, the referee, has got on to this near touchline where we are and to talk to Rob Lees. Graham Kearney, the assistant referee, and
I don't know why.
Well, I don't know why either, because the free kick was conceded in the far corner, or maybe there's an offside position now where the free kick's being taken from. Who knows?
I think maybe he was discussing if the lad was offside when he got that opportunity.
Well,
he certainly had a lot of space, but he didn't look offside to me.
No, not at all. He waved play on as FC United now come all back way with it, with Stott. Stott plays it into Jacobs, not the best of ball for his captain there, and nice trickery feet there from the number 11, but FC United surround him, Kyle. And three players win the ball back, and Nicky Platt now on the centre circle plays the ball right hand side for Carlos Rocker.
Ball.
Can he keep it in play, Carlos Rocker? Yes, he can.
Poor touch, Carlos.
You're right, he's not been not at the races at all, to be honest. Carlos looks a little bit out of sorts.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure there. I think he actually thought he had a lot more pitch.
Yeah.
Because he just chipped the ball beyond the defender, but it was as soon as he chipped it, he was out of play.
The thing is, form's temporary, class is permanent.
Of course, as Richie Brannigan clears his lines, but only as far as Jones' head, and then headed on by Nicky Platt. Flick nice little touch there by Norton.
Unlucky,
and then Nicky
Platt
unlucky there with a good ball trying to thread through to Matthew Wolfenden, but didn't quite come off. But FC United have it back on the halfway line. Tenacious battling there from Jake Cottrell. Plays it into Platt. Again, Platt's been all over this pitch and is having a good game.
And that's a nice great ball. Norton. Go on, Mike.
Can Norton keep it in play?
Oh, not quite.
He still tries to do some form of a high jump. Well, maybe long jump. So more of the long jump.
Trying to win the goal.
But the ball was 3 yards out of play. He still did a long jump toward it. But good closing now by that Carlos Rocker there. And they clear the lines hurriedly again. And FC United, hopefully, will pick the second ball up. And they do exactly that. And then the captain of FC United falls on the ball, gets up, tries to win the ball back. Can't quite get on the end of it. And now they do. And it's out for a throw-in.
Kyle Jacobs weren't giving it up either, were he?
What a fantastic passage of commentary that was. He's dropped it, he's lost it, he's missed it, he's passed it. It's a throw-in.
He only fell over it the once altogether.
If you just join it, it's a goal to nil to FC United. A goal of 30 minutes. Nicky Platt, after a lovely play down the left-hand side and a lovely touch by Carlos Rocker, allowing him to put the ball through.
Didn't do Carlos any favours with that. It was a bit of an hospital ball.
And then the ball back to Spencer. Not necessarily scurry across, because at 6'4", I don't think it's possible to scurry, is it?
No. He loped after it, didn't he?
The chicken rustler of Cheadle. Between the sticks at FC United as he swings the ball. A nice ball to the chest of FC United's captain, who was 10 yards over the halfway line. Tyrone had made a good run there, and that's where it'll go now. That's a lovely ball over the far side. There's two players on Tyrone now, though, and Cajoro will get beyond one. Yes, he can. He's been pulled all over the place. Well, two of them are. And that's good defending there from
generous, that liner.
It's a throw in, and he's just putting his shirt back on the young lad on the far right hand side.
I think Jerome had a handful of it.
Well, I gathered that. But
a big handful.
Big crowd here this afternoon below us and around the ground as FC United find themselves a goal up in this FA Cup. Ooh, sponsored by Holt's Best Bitter. Or as it should be. As the ball's threaded down the far left hand side, and it's not the best of balls, but he'll make Michael Norman make the defender play, and he wins it out. Wins it as well. There was a ball there that he should have won really by rights, and he did exactly that. And then good defending there, though, from Salford City on the far side. They bring the ball out nicely. A simple ball needed. It is across. They're running their own half at the moment. It's with Steve Yarwood now. Yarwood, tricky feet, plays it across right-hand side. 1-2 there with the number 8 there, Thompson. Yarwood plays it across now right-hand side. It's with Reece Welsh down the right-hand side. And it's a poor ball there, because a precision pass there. Jerome was always tracking Matt, trying to get there.
He'd worked his traps off there, the number 11, hadn't he? And deserved a better ball than that.
Certainly did. Fifth goal, yes, you're right. I say fifth goal there for Nicky Platt. 13 FA Cup games for Nicky Platt. 5 goals, and that's a tally you'd like to take him into league form. But
it's about 5 goals in 130 league games, isn't it?
I think something of that nature. Yeah, as the ball sprayed across now to where the captain brings it down superbly well. Plays it inside to
good football.
Nice pass by Birch, and then the first time ball into Nicky Platt again. But good defender, number 8 came across there, saw the danger to Chris Thompson. And it's out for a throw-in. A goal kicker show. Throw-in.
Corner.
Goal kick. Corner, that'll be it.
It's one of them. It's a dead ball.
Yeah, it's out. It's out for a minute anyway. So as always, constructivecorner.com and the Armchair Army bringing you this exclusively live. 1-0 at the moment, FC United. And it's Carlton going to take the corner. This time it's a chipped up towards the back.
Go ahead, Jonesy.
Headed goal bound. And out for another corner. I think the goalkeeper there gave him credit. He's got down to that.
He did.
Low on the right-hand side is Richie Brannigan.
Jonesy won it. Well there, and his goal bound header just inside the post.
And he gave us 10 goals last season. I think he scored 2 already this season. This time it's going to be Nicky Platt to take the corner, and again decent corner taken. It's drilled across. The keeper comes out, does well there, does the keeper. There's an opportunity here now. First touch from the number 7. It was
well
difficult
done,
for
well
Steve Yarwood. He did well, the Yarwood, and the ball's hit high over the top again.
Bit aimless, that.
And there's no one there because
he's just he's pointing at people, and nobody did out wrong.
Well, Rob Kinsella,
he just belted it forward.
Rob Kinsella, who was defending,
of course, he'd come back for the corner, hadn't he?
And FC United over the halfway line, they go chip the ball forward. It's a poor pass though by Cottrell. Be lucky not to concede a free kick there, but his counterpart Chris Thompson does well. Plays in Jimmy Holden now, holding on the ball. Simple ball across to Welsh. Back to Bellamy, who certainly knows he's been in the game, because every time the ball's gone over the top, Norton has been onto it, and then FC United
carry
can take
it
over.
Carlos,
now
carry it.
Carlos Rocker now just outside the penalty area looking for some support. Lovely back
field. Good touch. Oh, lucky.
Still got an opportunity. It's just behind Michael Norton. There's an offside decision given. But again, nice passage of play from FC United, all resulting from just pressing the ball, putting pressure on him, just saying, you know, Adrian Bellamy, the number six, every time he's had the ball, he's never been given a moment to settle on it. And that's exactly what happened there. Carlsberg did superbly, but literally back heel, and it nearly brought Matty Wolfenden in. And the keeper did well, and then there was an offside decision against Michael Norton.
Norton's worked out early doors that these two centre-backs aren't comfortable on the ball. The first touch is poor. You know, it's not a criticism, this is what you get at this level. And he's playing to that, isn't he? As soon as the ball gets anywhere near them, he's on the case.
Kinsella heads it forward now, left-hand side of this near touchline. But
ooh, that's a bit heavy.
It was a heavy touch by Stott, and then FC United's goalkeeper clears his lines. But and then Kinsella should have let that ball run.
Yep.
But FC get a throwing out of nothing there,
They're trying to do everything at 100 miles an hour. They feel they're under pressure even when they're in our half, don't they?
Well, Birch on the ball deep in FC half, and he's going to swing the ball across to FC United's Cottrell. Cottrell plays it to Jacobs. Jacobs brings it down on his chest superbly well. Halfway line, chips the ball down the right hand side.
On, Platy.
Platy got at the end of that. He's got Norton inside. He's got Carlos Rocker.
Oh, unlucky.
The only thing I would have said there is perhaps play the way you're facing.
Yeah.
But FC United have you back in the bit offside decision given if he got on the end of that.
Yeah, the way he was facing was a simple ball to Carlos Rocker, wide on the right, wasn't it?
Well, Carlos there for me is getting a bit of a rollicking from the manager there. The pass was there, and
maybe he didn't announce himself.
You'd have to announce yourself when you're 5 yards away.
If the lad's not seen you, I mean, you shout for the ball when somebody does see you, don't you?
It was in the eye line, but anyway, it's back in play. FC United on the far left hand side with Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright again. It's a careless
a poor ball.
That. But FC will press it, you see, and what they'll do is they'll try and make the Tangerines of Salford make the mistake, but they're down the right-hand side over the halfway line they go now with the number two, Rhys Welsh. Welsh plays it inside. Nice turn there from Salford, and the first-time ball from Jimmy Oda is a good one to the left-hand side to Steve Yarwood. Yarwood, can he cut inside? Yes, he does. Can he get a shot on goal? But he plays at Kinsella. Kinsella 1-2 there, and Carlos Rocker back helping, defending well, and then...
That's well played, that Jake Cottrell. Nicky Platt's going to bring that on the left here. Looking around, he's got Jerome Wright coming in support of him.
Well, it was good defending there. It was nice to see the likes of Carlos back there defending, getting the flick on, and then equally Nicky Platt, who at the moment has probably covered every blade of grass and has been a midfield maestro.
And there's a hell of a lot of blades of grass out there.
As again,
well done,
strong
Mike.
There from Mike Norton, plays it to Carlos.
Go on, Carlos.
Carlos Rocker's past the defender. Plays a lovely ball to Michael Norton. First time shot comes in. He's well defended. Gets another opportunity. Can he get beyond three players? No, I don't think he can. And it's kept in play. And FC United.
That was more like Carlos, wasn't it?
There's a free kick against Jones. It's taken quickly.
And the lad was standing offside again.
Well, that's poor play.
See what I mean about them doing things at 100 miles an hour? You know, they've got possession on the halfway line and they're trying to rush it for no good reason.
Not at all there. Kinsella really was stood 10 yards offside and they played the ball to him, and there's just no need, as you rightly say.
Just to keep us up to date, Nantwich Town took the lead at Rushall, but it is now 1-1.
1-1, Rushall. As Nicky Platt on the ball now, does well. Turns his
Nicky.
Man. He's got the outside there. He's got Carlos Rocker now. Can Rocker cut inside? Yes, he can.
He's starting to warm to
that's
the task
nice
now.
Ball
that's
there.
A great
lovely
ball.
Can Wolford pull the ball across? Yes, he can, and it's going to be out for another corner. But again, we've been talking about Carlos. He's just
getting into it now,
more
isn't he?
And more
warming
into the
up.
Game. He's,
just as we get towards half time, Carlos is starting to hurt him.
But he created the first with a lovely pass into Nicky Platt. He's had a nice back heel. He's had
a it was a brilliant ball there to Matty Wolford.
And FC United are coming up towards the last few minutes of this, 3 minutes of this opening 45.
Good time to bag this.
Carlos takes the corner towards the back post. It's a decent ball. It's not heads it. Goal bound. And again, good defending there between goalkeeper and the right back. FC United will start again. There's plenty of players in there. It's towards the back post. It's going to be
kicked
by Jones. And Jimmy Holden versus Carlos Rocker. Well, Carlos stands his ground, and Jimmy Holden plays it off him and gets himself
a
throw in.
He got exactly what he wanted then. He went to play it off Carlos Rocker.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. He's played it off him, hasn't he? He knows.
Intelligent lad, James.
Even for
City
a,
fan,
even
but
for
intelligent.
A City fan, I know, yes. He's on the ball now. He needs some support. And hit the ball high again, but FC United's number five heads it across to Jerome Wright, who heads it all the way back to his goalkeeper and then takes the second ball. So if you just joined us, wherever you are around the world, FC United find themselves a goal up here, and certainly the better the two teams are. In the opening 45, but only one goal to show for it, as Michael Norton did superbly. Let the ball run there, and number six, he sold him it. And it's Carlsbrook on the ball now on this near touchline again. He's got two players around him. He gets beyond one. Looking for some support. Keeps the ball in play.
Oh, unlucky Carlos.
And then he just... ball falls under his own feet there. And he's backtracking though. And the number 11, nowhere to go really. And FC again putting under the pressure. And again...
I'll tell you what, this... The left half, the number 6, what's his name?
Adrian Bellamy.
Adrian Bellamy. He's getting the run around from Norton, but I'll tell you what, he'd pay for this kind of lesson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's a throw into FC United. One goal to the good here. Goal by Nicky Platt after some wonderful work down the left-hand side, and then a lovely touch by Carl Schrocker to bring Nicky Platt back into it again at the edge of the penalty area. Plays it across to Birch. Birch brings it to Jerome Wright. Dead sense. It should have been in front, but Jerome Wright may have a dig. No, he holds the ball back. And then Jerome 1-2 with Cottrell. Cottrell now, there's no outlet on the left-hand side because everyone's gone into the penalty area.
Okay.
Cottrell's got all the way round. Jerome Wright comes to help him out, but he switches the ball from right to left. It's half headed away. He's going to pick it up, but there's about five Tangerine Shirts and Kinsella's back defending, so there's no outlet really up there in Jerome Wright in the left back position. Gets beyond one. Ball across to Birch now. Birch with the outside.
That's a great nice ball, Birchie.
Opportunity now for Matty Wolford, and into the penalty area he'll go. Could he get beyond the number two? He cuts one side of it. Good defending there, though, by Reece. Well, showed a bit too much of the ball for me there. Yeah. Did Wolford should have ran at the defender with pace and got the ball in, but it was good defending, and there's going to be a minute of additional play in this opening 45.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. There's an opportunity now for McDonald. Plays it inside to Jimmy Olin. 35 yards, 40 yards outside the penalty area. Plays it across. Carl Jacobs saw the danger there and nullified it and wins the ball. Plays in Norton. Norton has been overlapped with his
good
captain
ball.
Now. And his captain
Matt Wolfe.
He's got four players. He'll have a shot on goal there, and it was
rubbish.
High and wide. And it missed my car, which is good. I positioned my car right behind the goals. Because I know what FC United's shooting's like on occasions, and I thought that was the only decent place it could go.
It was safe.
Well, we've got the final minute of this this game, well, this first 45.
Half time of Matlock, 0-0 with Stocksbridge.
It's coming up to half time here, 1-0 for FC. Good to see Nicky Platt. A game that we've absolutely dominated, and yet it's all for another chances.
Well,
the chance.
FC United will have to win this header. And it's the final header of the first half. It was won by FC United's Jones. And, well, a good 45 from FC United. Good possession, good quality.
Yeah, it's probably been 70-30 in terms of possession. And we've...
Richie Bradigan, the goalkeeper's, made two or three good saves.
Yeah, we've not got anxious. We've not started launching the ball forward. We've kept the ball, used the ball. Everybody's worked hard, both with and without the ball. And we're well worth the lead.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
We've had another text in from Failsworth, who'd just like to say before the second half starts that the text reading out on this show has got a lot better since I've arrived. I'm changing the subject. He does hope that Ben's having a good holiday.
Oh, that's marvellous. He's probably hanging around in a tree somewhere, won't he, at this moment in time with the children.
And also we've had an email in from Sam, who says, "Hi all, sounding loud and proud over here in Monterey, California. Keep up the good work. I will have a beer for you later at the Jazz Festival."
As long as it's not Labatt's.
Very nice.
Over in the second half.
Or bubblegum beer, as this competition is sponsored by. But if we had our way, it'll be Hultz's finest.
Yeah, he won't be getting any Hultz's in Monterey, will he?
Not at all. You could get maybe. I like today's FA Cup game brought to you by Thunder Hultz. As FC United back in play on the far right hand side, and it's Stott chips the ball down the right hand side for Michael Norton to run onto, and again he causes problems for the number three, Jack Lane. And FC have a throw in. It's a goal to nil. If you just joined us, FC United scored on 30 minutes. As Carl Tucker's nice first touch is a nice one. Nice 1-2 between Nicky Platt there and Norton. Norton looking for some support. He gets it all the way back to Stott. And Stott this time and put a ball to the back post, I think. It's put it slightly over here, but Jerome just about keep it in, and he does exactly that. No, he doesn't. Assistant on this near touchline, Mr. Rob Rees. There's been quite a few of them around here, I would have thought, and in lots of other places. Rob Rees.
Behave yourself. In the leafy suburbs.
It's a beautiful setting, and FC United again pressing, and the goalkeeper has to clear his lines quicker than he was hoping to, because FC United's Matty Wolfenden was on the end of that, but Jones wins the ball halfway line, stabs it back to Matty Wolfenden, nice head on there.
Oh, good foot line.
And an opportunity for Nicky Platt. Can he get a shot on goal? Yes, he does. Oh, what an absolute screamer! Eventually, the keeper seems to get a touch on that. He palmed it against the post, I think. And there was Carlos Rocca, I think it was.
With a tap in.
With an absolute
great
tap
shot
in there.
But great Nicky shot from Platt.
We were just about to celebrate a wonderful, wonderful goal from Nicky Platt. It all seemed to die.
It could well have been over the line, but it was an absolute cracker. Great
Carlos
effort.
Rocca there.
We're having a very early sub here. Lee Neville's coming on. And it's Matty Wolfenden to give way.
That's an injury to Matty Wolfenden, I think, more than anything. But well, we were just talking there. He set himself superbly well, did Nicky Platt. He opened his body. Top left-hand corner, the goalkeeper, Richie Brannigan, was spraying across it. He might have got a touch on it. Hit the post, it came out. We thought the ball was in the back of the net. We were celebrating the goal, but we have two posts in front of us, unfortunately. But there was Carlos Rocca, feet like lightning from a good inch out. But we have seen them miss before.
And he took a touch.
He did take it, but he doesn't want to do it simple, does he?
Oh, no.
And it's 2-0 to FC United, and is that going to kill off Salford City early in the second half?
Well, we certainly hope so.
Well, Lee Neville gone to the left-back position, his customary position. As Stott headed it, kneed it, armed it.
The sun was firmly in his eyes there.
This is Grandad below us, who comes to every single game, home and away with FC United. He was part of a bit of controversy at the Stafford game, though, on Tuesday.
Do tell.
Well, there was a number of FC fans sat in what was deemed the Stafford Rangers home support seats, and an over 65 argument ensued.
Oh, say no more.
There was teeth everywhere.
Flasks and tartan rugs.
Oh, I tell you what, it was unbelievable. Even Steve Wood stayed out of it. He realised how dangerous it could get.
Good ball there.
As Jerome right there just overplayed that a little bit and allows Salford City to come away with it. That's a nice ball chipped into the middle of the park for Salford to run onto.
Step up, Stotty.
There's Jimmy Holden on the left-hand side, is it? No, it's not. It's that man again. It's Steve Yarwood. Cunningly disguised as Nicky as Holden there.
He's played well, that Yarwood. He's rushed a few things, but he's covered some grass.
He certainly has a free kick there conceded in FC United. Well, they wanted the ball to... the ball that was played through the middle to... be allowed to continue, but I think the linesman would have put
it
on the flag.
Yeah, I think it was offside.
And the referee there, Mr. Thompson, has pulled it back for a free kick to Salford. As the customary jungle drums from the Salford City fraternity to my left hand side.
Now we'll get a good delivery here from James.
Well, Jimmy Holden now hits the ball right footed, lovely towards the back post. And up goes Rob Kinsella, but there was that man Jones contesting the ball, and he's out for a goal kick.
Again, he's spot on with the dead ball, James Holden.
Well, he's got qualities, and you know, we've always talked about the quality he had when he came on for FC United, when he started FC United. Don't forget, he was also involved in the FA Cup run.
Indeed, he was. Yeah,
in that magnificent FA Cup run that unfortunately fell away against Brighton at home, but. Just give you an idea, Brighton currently looking to go top today of the championship. So it gives you an idea of how far they've come under Gus Poyet. And the quality of FC United still plying their trade in the Evo Stick Northern Premier Division. But here's FA Cup Day as the ball swung from right to left. It's a poor ball this time. And what FC United can't afford to do is settle on a two goal lead. As again, Kinsella does really well there. There's a strong challenge there by Birch, but the free kick had been given for the challenge from Stott on Kinsella prior to that. Don't forget, station at fcumradio.co.uk, 01618 508 1878, all things Twitter, and constructivecoding.com, and the Armchair Army, as always, bringing you these live and exclusive commentaries around the country for all you fans that unfortunately can either make it or are in sunnier climes.
It won't be any sunnier than this.
Salford today bringing out all the stops, including the weather. As Jimmy Holden, dead centre, about 35 yards out, chips the ball down to the left-hand side. Kinsella wins the header for this first occasion, really, but clear by Norton, but only as far as the number four there. It's White on the ball. Chips the ball forward again, but headed away by Birch, and a good header. And FC United will pick it up with now with Jones. Jones again looks to go marauding forward, but he's a simple ball across to Carlos Rocca, the scorer of the
good
second.
Good run there, Kyle Jacobs.
Overlap there from Jacobs, as you rightly say there, Brian. And a lovely ball there from Carlos to place it to Jacobs. Jacobs drills the ball, and this time...
Not his best cross.
No, he...
Stopped for a throw-in.
But again, good football from FC United.
Yep.
So, what are your thoughts, Brian?
Well, we couldn't have asked for much a better start in the second half. We've gone two goals up. Salford have got to change now. They've got two lads coming on. They've got to change the formation somehow. They've got to get some support up to the big lad up front. Unless they drag him off, obviously. Well,
Andy Heald's coming on. And Abadaki.
Abadaki, who I'm sure has turned out at FC.
Well, I'm sure Stato Paul will give us that information if he can. And off in his place, I think it was the number eight there. I think, was it Chris Thompson that's gone off?
Yep.
And it'd be the lead singer of
Kajagoogoo. Yep. Limahl.
That's a fantastic haircut there. Makes way.
Jacob Wood.
And Jacob Wood off. So Heald and Abadaki on, and Wood and Thompson off.
Number 12, Andy Held, replaces number 5, Jacob Wood. And number 14, Asibi Abadaki, replaces number 8, Chris Thompson.
It's a throw in deep, well, on the corner flag basically for Salford City to try and get out of the danger area on this near touch line. Two goals to the good FC United of Manchester at the moment. A large crowd here this afternoon, headed on there by Kinsella, out for a throw in to the Tangerines. Jimmy Holden wants it quicker, steals a few yards and throws it down the right hand side. And there's two FC players around the substitute. His first touch gives him another opportunity for another throw in. Say FC United just need to play the percentages, keep the ball, use the quality of the pitch and the size of the pitch as Holden plays it back to the number two, Welsh combines nicely with Abadaki, two players around him. Jerome Wright's one of them and does really well there, Jerome Wright, and allows Jake Cottrell now to come away with the ball. And he sees Carlos Rocca in lots of space, but I suppose at this stage of the game you can just afford to play the ball simple, keep possession. Exactly what FC United are doing this afternoon. There's Stott now, right hand side, just over the halfway line he goes, plays it to Kyle Jacobs. Carl's looking, goes towards the byline, line, but put inside to Birch. Birch to Cottrell. 10 yards in the Salford City half. Ball's up now to Nicky Platt. Nice ball by Nicky Platt.
Good
lovely
football.
Touch there, Carlos Rocca there, but good defending.
Well played, lad.
Jack Lane did really well there. He saw what Carlos was trying to do and got a foot in there, and they'll come away with it with Salford. They played it from the far left-hand side to this near touchline again. Looking for some support, and Abadaki's on it. Looking lively as he's just come on the pitch. Nice turn there by Abadaki. Being pressured by FC United, Sir Jake Cottrell. He'll stand his ground, Cottrell. Strong in the challenge.
Well done, Jake.
Does well. And there was a throw into the Tangerines there, wasn't it? I thought it was.
Well, no one's disputing it, are they?
Lee Neville takes it, plays it across now to Jones. Jones, simple pass. They'll come away with it, Will Salford. Ah, they played it from the far left-hand side to this near touchline again. Looking for some support. Abadaki's on it.
We're talking
lively as he's just come on the pitch.
Good touch.
Nice turn there by Abadaki. We seem to be being pressured by FC United. Sir Jake Cottrell, he'll stand his ground. Cottrell, strong in the challenge.
Done,
does well. What's going on here? We've got ourselves.
It was like déjà vu all over again.
There, wasn't it? I thought it was.
Well... No one's disputing it.
No one's disputing it again. And I hope you're not saying that to Five Live.
Are we back live?
Are back live. As down the right hand side, there's an opportunity now, but Jerome Wright is equal to it, is he? No, the well play there by Welsh, and then two players around Abadaki, but he does well. In fact, this time it's McDonald on the ball. Can McDonald get a decent cross in towards the back post? It's a decent ball.
Good head.
It's headed away by Stott. Needs to be picked up by a red shirt, and between Cottrell and Wright. They do exactly that, but they're going to have the ball back, the Tangerines, and you would expect at some stage they'll have a bit of pressure.
Yeah, well, they've numbered up front now since they brought the two subs on.
Well,
so they're going to put us under a bit more pressure at the back. but they're obviously going to be a man lighter in midfield.
Well, certainly has FC United back on the ball in their own half deep, and then they switch the ball from right to left, and Neville brings it down in his chest. Nice play there between Neville
good
and
football. Great ball, Jake.
And now opportunity now for Lee Neville to get a decent delivery, and he can pick his spot, and he does
that's
that towards the back
ball.
Post
go on,
no
Mike.
One's on the end of it, heads it across.
Ooh,
goal, and
lucky.
It's out for a goal kick, but that was an opportunity for Lee Neville to completely pick his spot because he had no one around him. Mm. He saw no one in the back post, and perhaps
it was a bit too long.
Just a bit,
he was
yeah.
backing off a little bit there.
They're taking it short, and the goalkeeper has to clear his lines again, and it's just about got away with it, and Danny White on the ball now. Plays it to the substitute, who sprays the ball 70 yards to, there's no one there, the invisible man.
For a throw-in. The linesman was nearest to it.
And if you just join us, as always, welcome. Wherever you are around the world, if you're a Salford City fan or an FC United fan, good afternoon to you. FC United currently winning this game by 2-0 here at Moor Lane, the home of the Tangerines, as Adam Jones now over the halfway line he goes. He's
well
right to challenge and keeps going. He's 25 yards outside the penalty area now. Can he have a shot on goal? He does exactly that.
It was rubbish.
Good defending. It came off a player, but he's out of position, but there's still four players back for FC United. And there's an opportunity again down the right-hand side for Abadaki. Can he get beyond Lee Neville? Yes, he can. Can he get a decent delivery in? Well, it's Birch who comes across and rescues that. It's a corner ball. 57 minutes into this second half. And FC United, well, into this game, I should say. It'll be a long second half if it was 57 minutes into it, I suppose. But it's 2-0 to the good. If anyone's thinking about going to watch FC United youth team tomorrow, well, don't bother. Because
right.
The game has been called off because Curzon can't find a pitch.
You're joking.
Unfortunately, no. So it's a corner ball. Actually, have to deal with it. Who's up there? It's headed down there. I think again, it was perhaps this for a moment there. Adrian Bellamy, the centre half, had an opportunity, but he's headed it well wide, and it's a goal kick to FC United and Manchester. Yeah, so there's no game, but I think the FC United women's team.
Curzon, the team with their own stadium and the full size national turf pitch, can't find a pitch.
Apparently so.
Weird.
It's a strange old division. Is the North West Counties Youth Alliance, but. Here at in the FA Cup, sponsored by Thunder Holtz. All things Holtz's. FC United trying to win the ball back on the halfway
well
line. And
go on, Jake.
Birch did exactly that, and now Jake Cottrell takes over, plays it to Lee Neville. Not the best of balls, just all around him, but he does well there. But Abadaki's, he's provided a bit of pace and a bit of tenaciousness.
Yeah,
in the,
they've certainly given us a lot more to do this second half. Go ahead,
and
lad.
Then, a telegraph pass there from Birch allows the left back there, Jack Lane, on the far left hand side to win the ball. But FC have the throw in. It's taken halfway line now. It's with Stotted. Let's not forget, it is very, very warm. You don't expect a late September afternoon to be as warm as this.
No, not when you consider I had to scrape the windows of the car this morning.
Well, it's Jerome right now, dead centre, just over outside the halfway line. It's an opportunity now, Nicky Platt to make it three.
Ooh,
great save by the
goalkeeper
there, did superbly, came out. He narrowed the angle superbly well, but again, FC United very nearly undoing Salford City at the back, and it was that man, Nicky Platt, again making a good run. Nice play though there by Yarwood on the halfway line. He needs a decent delivery. He plays it into McDonald. McDonald's have Abadaki on the right hand side at the back post there though. There's a free man. If he can get the head on, then he should do.
Good head.
He wins the header, but there was not a great deal of pace in the header, and the ball's thrown out quickly for Carlos Rucker now. Over the halfway line, Carlos Rucker goes. He's got one man for company. Goes past him as if he's not, he doesn't exist.
Oh,
going
Carlos
through to the penalty area. Carlos now, again, goes past another one. Shots on goal. There's an opportunity.
Ooh.
Oh, and he's just wide of the post and a corner ball. And Carlos there, well, he ambled and then just increased the pace. Went past one, past two. The shot, in truth, wasn't the best.
No, but he's got that change of pace, hasn't he? Which players find so difficult to deal with at this level.
And it's a corner ball to FC United, and Nicky Platt will go over and take it. And as I say, I think in this kind of conditions out there, it's a vastly, vastly huge pitch.
Yep, it is enormous.
It's in good condition, and the
and
weather.
It's not just very wide, it's also very long, isn't it?
It is, yes, indeed. 60 minutes on the clock, FC United and Manchester. Nicky Platt's going to take this near to this near touchline now. Hits
Platt.
It, decent ball, headed across goal Love there, and I think it was. That man Lee Neville, who nearly got on the end of it, but Carlos Rucker takes over the back post there. That's a nice ball, is it? It's headed away.
Too flat.
Too
that
flat,
Carlos.
Yeah, right, but he's going to get another opportunity. Plays it back to Jacobs. Jacobs to Rocker. Rocker back to Jacobs. Now, can he get a decent delivery in? It's near post again. It's headed away for a corner. And FC United of Manchester exerted the pressure once more. Two goals to the good here in the second round. Preliminary. It's easy for you to say. Can we just get to the first round proper? So proper's easy to say, isn't it? Preliminary is not. Carlos Rocca now, outside of his foot towards the back post there.
Well,
Jones heads
Jones,
it across goal and it's out and cleared, but only as far as Jerome Wright now. Jerome Wright, he's got to stop it easy, but he chooses to put the ball to the back.
Beauty.
So leaping ball,
ooh,
keeper comes
well done,
out
keeper.
And done well as Richie Brannigan. He's commanded his area well, hasn't he? He's come out when he's needed, so he's made three or four very good saves. The only thing that might have let him down on a few occasions is his kicking from his feet, but
it's not been
he's done well this afternoon as the goalkeeper, and he's done well to keep it down to two because he's made three or four good saves in the early parts of the first half.
Yep.
There's an opportunity on this near touchline now with well, it should have been down the near touchline, but a lovely cheeky
brilliant
back heel there by Lee Neville. But then FC United lose the ball again, and it's with McDonald, gets beyond Jerome Wright, but then Jones just takes over, thank you very much. And he'll.
He's a bit sloppy there, Jonesy.
He got away with it. Norton had come there, come short to help him out, and then Neville plays the ball to Cottrell. Cottrell needs the ball being played, and it was again good pressure this time by Abadaki.
It's out for a throw into Salford, halfway inside their own half. Down here in front of us on the right hand side.
Well, Nicky Platt apparently has been credited with a second goal.
I thought it was over.
Well, Matt, we were celebrating as if it had gone in, hadn't we? But apparently, so it's Nicky Platt on a hat-trick. Is that official? It is official, so...
Jones is coming off yet again.
Well, Jones...
He's carrying something again.
Well, he's not 100% fit, to be honest. I think that's probably a wise move.
Chris Amardi's come on in his stead. So Lee Neville looks like he's going to go to centre-half. And Jake Cottrell to left back.
Well, Amardi now, this is the most minutes he's had in a competitive game. About 28 minutes for Amardi to show his quality. As Salford hit the ball high over the top, but this time it's a decent ball for the number 7 to run onto. Two players around him.
Oh, well done, Stotty.
And Stott, will he find a danger, clears his lines, does it simple?
We were asleep then from a throw-in.
Well,
absolutely asleep.
The substitution was taken,
yep,
and bang, within a
we were too busy reorganising.
And it's a throw in to Salford City on this near touch line. It's going to be taken by Reece Welsh. Holden's on it now. Not seen a lot of the ball holding this second half. But then switches the ball through. There's a late challenge there from Michael Norton. I didn't realise a free kick automatically. I think Nort's done that because he said it wasn't. You're a rubbish footballer. Well, have that then.
He's read the programme at half time, hasn't he?
Not my fault. Some rubbish, is it? I mean, that's a rubbish tackle. Sorry. And Norton putting a challenge in slightly late on Jimmy Holden. Holden plays it short, wants it back, gets it there, plays it across to
Reece Welsh.
Number 2 Welsh in the middle of the park, plays the ball over the top. It's a decent ball.
Good
headed
head,
away.
Scotty.
Offside decision already given though. Well, sometimes, I mean, I know it's hard to... You look at the likes of Jimmy Holden, you're thinking, does he need better players around him for
yes,
the quality of player he
that,
is?
That was a point I was going to make, yeah. He's looking a bit too good at times, isn't he?
Well, Norton plays the ball, but there's an offside decision against him. And I think that's right. He's looking for that pass and move and give and go, and he knows what should be happening.
James Holden's very adept at playing the first-time pass, and he can't do that at this level. He needs to take a touch and see where people are, you know.
And it's not really working out for Salford at this moment in time. They give the ball away, and Carlos Rocca there nearly came away with it, and then they do exactly that. Ooh. And FC United strong again, and Amardi can't get the second ball, unfortunately.
Well,
Lee Neville does well, stabs it forward, but there's an opportunity. But can he get beyond Jerome Wright? He's done well as the 14 again, and he has created a number of problems.
He's got problems.
Gone.
Yeah, he's fit and he's fresh,
but he's got
and
good
he's prepared
pace
to have a go.
But he's strong up top as well as in the Abadaki.
Yeah.
And now this, below this touchline, now can they get the ball into the penalty area? There's Abadaki, no, it's not Abadaki, it's the 7 on the end of the ball, and now it's Yarwood. But again, FC closing him down well. Holden, again, that ball, lovely ball to the left back, who's a good opportunity to put the ball into the penalty area. It's a decent ball, is it? No, it's comfortable for Spencer.
You see, if they'd have started off with this personnel and formation, they'd have caused us a bother from the start, but they were prepared to sacrifice ground, weren't they, and give us possession. They never looked like scoring, really, apart from the one breakaway.
Well, you've got a big man up there in the number 9, Rob Kinsella, and they've not utilised him, have they?
No,
there's no one really wide putting them balls into the big lad. He's had one header and attempt, which was comfortably saved by Spencer, going straight at him, but he's not really shown anything. There's Carlos Rocker now. Tries to bring in his captain, but he's just behind.
Lazy football, Reds.
FC United need to win the ball back. And Stock comes across and nullifies that danger, did really well. Now, Jerome Wright can't afford to lose it on the halfway line. He doesn't exactly. He plays it a nice ball to Cottrell. Cottrell to Amadi. Amadi's first chance now to
hit
on the left hand side.
Well, it looked like he'd done him. And then he stopped.
Good defending there from Salford City. And then they give the ball away. And then FC give the ball back. Birch was the culprit this time. An opportunity now for Yarwood over the halfway line. Goes dead centre. Jimmy Oldham wants it wide right. He gets it, eventually gets it, but against behind him rather than in front. Good delivery required, and he gets a ricochet off Jerome Wright this time, and forced kindly from the FC United goalkeeper.
Right, get past him now, Carlos. He's 20 yards inside your half, so just go.
Well, here's
the ball. Get it out to Amadi.
FC United on the left hand side. Amadi will take over now. Amadi against Welsh. Plays the ball in.
That's a good ball.
He's captured. The captain takes one touch. First time shot comes in.
Oh, good effort.
Again,
good
great save
keeper.
By the goalkeeper. He got low, got down very low there and had to.
He got plenty on that, didn't he?
Well, you don't give him room, do you? Because he's got a terrific shot. And the goalkeeper there again did really well, Richie Brannigan. And I've been very impressed with him. His handling's been good. He commands his area well.
And he's not the biggest lad either, is he?
No, but he's not a small lad either, though. As Carlos Rocker goes past one on the right-hand side. Goes past two, does he know? But it's forced kindly for Birch. Birch plays it to the left hand side.
Norton, he's
the post.
Yes!
And Nicky Platt again. He's offside. Is it offside?
No, he's give it.
He's give it. And Nicky Platt
with his first hat trick for FC. Great ball in and a great header from Norton. Left the keeper rooted there, didn't he?
Well, we talk about Nicky Platt and the FA Cup. A hat trick for the man this afternoon. The first one was a nice bit of football from FC United, and he ran onto it only about 7 yards out. He's put it to the bottom corner. His second goal is credited to him. He's hit it from 25 yards. It's hit the underside of the crossbar. Come in. We thought Carlos were going to stab it in, but the goal was given for him. And then again at the back post, a great header down by Norton. It hit the post. It came out, but Nicky Platt, thank you very much, back of the net.
Outstanding.
And FC United find themselves 3 goals to the good here against Salford City. And Nicky Platt with all three.
Yep. You don't expect him to get a hat-trick, but you do expect him to score in the FA Cup.
The groundsman from Staley Vegas.
Duckingfield.
Oh, thanks. That was the segue for Radio 5 Live and everything there.
Then. Yeah, hell with that. Off. He's from Ducky. He's a Ducky lad.
He's a Ducky?
Ducky lad.
Well, there you go.
He flies his trade at Duckingfield Golf Club.
Both on the right hand side again. Norton's on the end of it.
Clicks it. Brilliant touch, Mike.
Maybe a bit too much there for Castle on the end of.
Offside there.
Well, an afternoon. Well, there's a game going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Just on the far left hand side behind the goal where the majority of FC fans are. There's a game of football with the.
In the long grass.
In the long grass with a load of young kids, which is nice to see. Some of them are sporting FC shirts, and I think a couple of them sporting Salford City shirts. And I've just heard that result over there is currently 74-3 to Salford. Ball's flicked on there, an opportunity on the right hand side. Abadaki's got the pace to keep this ball in. Oh, and he's unlucky there, really, because
he'd
done the hard work he got there, and then he just rolled over the ball, unfortunately, out for a goal kick, which Spencer will have. He'll take as much time as he requires. And if you just join us, well, FC United, it's 3 goals to the good. Nicky Platt on with 70 minutes gone. The score of all three is a substitution.
Substitution for Salford City number 16, Jamie Rother. Replaces number 10, Jimmy Holden.
Jimmy Holden, the captain, goes off. And in his place is Jamie Rother.
I'm surprised they're taking Holden off.
is Brock's not having his best game, but he's certainly been one of those standout players, hasn't he?
As I said, I think what you can gather is that a quality player that he is, with the kind of way he plays football, he needs the players around him perhaps that can match that quality. And
the only way he can influence this game is with dead balls, which he is excellent. But
I'm sure within the division.
That's a good throw. Go on, Michael.
Norton now, left hand side. Strong holds the ball up outside the penalty area, plays it back to Amadi. Amadi's disappeared behind a post. What can he do? Back flick
good
there
touch.
To Cottrell towards the back post. Carlos Rocker's there. He's going to try and put the ball across. It's a great ball. Nicky Pratt!
Oh,
it was nearly his fourth. Can you believe it?
What a fine passage of play that was.
Well, down the left hand side, it was Amadi and Cottrell linking up. They played the ball across. Carlos Rocker followed the ball back in for Nicky Pratt, who tried to head the ball goal bound. It just went over the post and sixes and sevens for defence of Salford then. But they come away now. Kinsella, the ball's just behind him. He's only got two players that couldn't support, but now they've got Yarwood, nice 1-2 there. It's an opportunity, but Stott come across and does really well.
Well
there,
done, Stott.
Well, the Salford fans at the side of us haven't given up. Ball into the penalty area, and that be Spencer's all day. And the Mardy wants it early.
Owner of a silver BMW, registration number YS60GXK. Please return to your car, which is parked on
Moor Lane. Which is on fire. Or on bricks.
And we just let that go, ladies and gentlemen, let you know, in case any of you out there listening are actually, that is your vehicle.
GXK. So you return to your car, which is parked on
Moor
Lane.
Well, up north. Go on, Carlos.
Ball's right hand side for FC United, sir. Kyle Jacobs. Jacobs on the ball, plays it to Birch. And Birch swings the ball across to Amadi.
Too long, and too high.
At this stage of the game, I suppose you're not going to have to rush him for that. You're going to have the ball.
Why play the Hollywood ball, you know, just get into feet.
Well, it's another substitution for FC United, and it's going to be Cedric Crewe coming on, sporting possibly the worst boots I've ever seen. And Nicky Platt, the three goal hat-trick hero in this FA Cup, making way on 72 minutes.
Platt, you'll have to wear number three more often.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stato Paul's going to have some work to do, because he's going to have to change those rocker files. Is that a quiz question? When was the last time you saw a number three score three? Me, playing for Urban Rovers versus Duckingfield Tigers in 1983. On melons. Well, I dreamt it the night before. I dreamt it the night before, but then when I woke up next morning, I realised I was the goalkeeper, so it wasn't going to ever happen. But FC United, three goals to the good. ConstructiveCorner.com and Armchair Army, as always, bringing you this live and exclusive coverage. And a lovely afternoon. You know, football should be like this.
Yeah,
I'm an advocate of summer football, you know. I've decided. Summer football.
It's too cold this summer. A lot of games have been cold off.
That's a very good point, yeah.
Too cold and too wet.
But imagine, week in, week out.
I mean, the first week of the Premier League season, one was called off water.
Being able
it?
To enjoy, you know, down there, I'm not going to say what, but to enjoy. Handball there against number seven. Referee says play on, though, and then the number seven decides to try. It's a great, great clearance, and sets the alarm off of that BMW that's just moved from Moor Lane all the way across into the car park.
Probably the most ambitious shot you'll ever see, that. When they say an impossible angle, they weren't kidding there, were they?
Certainly weren't, but it's been a good performance from us. And I think, what I was saying going back to earlier on, I think Salford in the division below as they are, they're going to be a decent team in that division.
Yeah.
And I suppose in that respect, you can see with the likes of Jimmy, when he plays in that division with the players, it's a big step up this.
Yeah.
So there's only one division, but there is a big step at this stage of the season. And they're currently 10th at the moment at Salford City, rebuilding. Roger Giggs, the ex-manager, now with FC United. Just seems it's a step too far for them this afternoon, though. And FC United of Manchester, very, very comfortable, really. The goalkeeper, Spencer, has not made anything other than one speculative save, hasn't he, really? And it's been all FC United this afternoon, and it's nice to see that on a vast expansive pitch that you can play some good quality football. Well, you would hope that would be the case anyway, but they've done that. Nicky Platt with a hat-trick. And I think there is a camera here from Salford City perspective, so perhaps those goals can be seen. They won't be able to see my unfortunate from FC Radio TV.
I'm sure Platt will want to buy the DVD.
I'm sure he will. He's, again, Amadi did really well there.
Oh, well done. Unlucky.
Well, in fact, it was Cedric Crewe, but he was adjudged to have just nudged the...
The centre-half. He's had a busy afternoon.
He has worked hard, hasn't he? Yeah. He's been under all sorts of pressure.
He's breathing through his shorts now, that lad.
Well, as you say, I mean, Norton, he's probably learnt a valuable lesson this afternoon, as you say. And sometimes as a defender, you want a lovely flick on there by Norton. You can't get on the end of it. No, he can't. It's all the way back to the goalkeeper, Brannigan, who has kept the scoreline down considerably this afternoon. He's done exceptionally well. And for me, he's been their best player.
Yeah. I mean, he's not been absolutely peppered, but he's been more than competent.
Of course he is, that's right. Yeah, Richie Brannigan, an Irish under-21 international.
Is he?
Yeah, so there's a bit of pedigree there. A current 2011, so he's a... right, OK, well, there. That gives you an idea. You see, he's got some qualities. And obviously... bit of Irish stock, he'll be a decent lad as well. Oh, FC United spread the ball from right to left, and it was one of those where you're just waiting, going, no, I don't want this because I'm going to get taken out completely.
I tell you what he has got, this keeper. It's very, very strong wrists.
Yes.
He doesn't parry anything, does he?
He's not, no. I've been impressed with that. We now know the reason why we've been impressed with him.
We've had a text of concern in from Failsworth. It says, did someone say that Brian Silver BMX was on fire?
Well, in that case, it would be a rally burner.
Go on.
You can hear more anecdotes like this on Radio 5 Live this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Not this evening, tomorrow morning. When my good self will be allowed on the airwaves of the old BBC. The aunties allowed me on the BBC.
Well, don't come over old Stuart Hall, will you?
Oh, no, I won't be doing that. I'm more like Mike Sweeney when it comes to that, I suppose.
I think I'd rather ask you at all.
I actually beat people think I'm Gary Owen when I'm on the radio. They sound, I sound like Gary Owen.
Well, you're built like him.
Well, with that, FC United back on the ball. Thank you very much, Brian.
Give Gary three chins, Owen.
Now the ball spread across and it's picked up by the goalkeeper. I'm saying you're the white Adonis.
Oh, I'll take compliments all day long. Don't expect any in return.
And I'm three chin swampy. Free kick to Salford on the near touch line here.
You're right, Gerald.
In the Premier League would have been a sending off, wouldn't it? Oh, you've touched me on the chest. Get him off.
He would have gone down as if tasered. Free kick to Salford on the halfway line, driven to the far post.
Up it goes. There's Kinsella. And I've got to say, I've not been impressed with him this afternoon. He's had a great deal of service, but when he's had it, he's not done a great deal with it. He had a golden opportunity in the early part of the first half as Norton does superbly well down the right-hand side. Carlos Rocky now looks for some support. Stress the ball back.
Of all the people to pick out, none of ours.
Well, to be honest, it was the perfect ball because there was no one at the near post, and he's played a ball where the player should have been.
We have
the ball back anyway in Cottrell, but it's cleared. Picked up by Birch. Birch was a little bit late there and lazy, but Norton nearly comes away with it, but Kinsella chests it down. And again, that's a speculative ball, but they picked up, and here's another man again on this night near touchline, right hand side. It's Abadaki. Jerome Knight does well enough, gets back beyond him, and Abadaki just forces him.
Barged him over, didn't he?
And if you just joined us, wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, good evening.
As we gaze longingly at the Salford City cheerleaders.
It's 80 minutes on the clock and FC United find themselves 3 goals to the good. You maybe. I'm concentrating on the football. That's what I'm here for.
The ball's dead. Treat yourself.
You really are a wrong'un. You're so wrong. As FC United take the free kick. It's chipped nonchalantly down the left-hand side by FC United's chicken rustler. And Amadi plays it inside to Birch.
Chicken George.
Birch plays a lovely ball down the right-hand side for the oncoming FC United captain in Jacobs. Jacobs cuts inside now, left-footed, plays it into Carlson. Carlson turns, first-time shot comes in, Son does it, no, he comes across, it beats the keeper. And then there's no one on the end of it there.
Scuffled away by Salford.
But it's Yarwood. That's a decent
ball. Well-headed.
Good header there. He's got Inspector Gadget spring, hasn't he,
he has.
Lee Neville. The ball's played inside now, another opportunity for Salford to have a bit of relief from the back.
Did you really just say that?
I did, yes indeed. And the ball's played left hand side now for
you're telling me I'm a wrong.
In the penalty area, and here comes Spencer. There was nothing wrong with what I said, it was just the way you
just the way you said
it's just what you surmised from what I said there. There's nothing wrong for a bit of relief from the back occasionally, you need it.
Oh dear.
Especially with these seats. FC United, that's got to be used tonight. Don't you even think about that. As Spencer on the ball again. That's what he does, you know. He releases his chickens in the Cheadle village and then for fitness, he goes chasing them. He does. He's been known to run. He's running around. He's released two of his pigs. He saddles one up and just goes, I'll get local paper.
Free the Cheadle too.
But I've been told, because I've been lucky enough to I've supplied not of all the places, of all the wires in all the world. But I'm lucky enough. We get our eggs from them. You see,
yeah.
We get 13 for the price of 6. It's great.
Is that not exploiting chickens?
What
eggs? Having eggs.
I'm not sure. Is FC United's nice, good strong battle between Jacob, between FC United's number 8 there and the 14 Abadaki. I think the referee's going to have to pull this back, but FC United eventually will get a break on anyway, and it's Amadi now. He could do with a goal outside of the foot.
What, he gets a corner. With a shot like that, will he?
I think the referee needs to have a word really, because Amadi there is looking he's looking constantly. There's a balloon, by the way, that ladies and gentlemen, don't worry, it's only a balloon.
It is sulphur though, you're entitled to jump to conclusions.
Oh, sorry, yes, I keep forgetting. You live in Cheshire, don't you?
Cheshire, it is actually, yeah.
It is, yeah.
It's Cheshire where you live, isn't it?
Yeah, but I live in proper Cheshire.
What, Stockport?
You live in...
Rockport?
You live in north-west south Lancashire, Yorkshire.
North-east Cheshire.
I live in the Heartlands.
The what?
The Heartlands. Anywhere in the vicinity of Vitis is known as the Heartlands. Is it going to be a corner ball to FC United? The referee just wanted to have a quick word, first of all, with one of the Salford City players. And we'll get this game back underway. And with only around about 7 minutes plus any additional time, FC United will be going into the draw for the next round of the Cup. Unless, by a small miracle, 3 goals conceded early on. It's a nice ball by Carlos Rock, is it? No, it's out for a corner. Goal kick. So it's taken quickly.
Again, it's a poor kick from Branigan.
That is his only downfall there. And FC United outside the penalty area already. Opportunity here now. Jacobs takes over. Let's Cottrell play the ball right-hand side now to Birch. Birch's first time ball. You know
unlucky.
What? That's not a bad ball there from
ball,
Birch.
That.
Early first 5 minutes. You might have Norton on the end of that. He'd be tiring, no doubt, at the end of this game because it's a fast expanse of a pitch. And FC United have done all the hard work. As Spencer there clears his lines.
A bit sloppy that from Lee Neville.
But McDonald then was closing in.
I don't believe this.
Spencer.
Well, one Carl Jacobs.
Opportunity down the right hand side now for Norton. He's got Crew, he's got Amadi in the far post. He finds Amadi. Amadi's going to bring it down. He cuts inside. Now, have a shot, son.
Ooh, no.
In fact, next time, actually just pass it.
That was awful. That was as clear a chance as he's going to get. And he missed by some considerable distance.
He did have a lot of time and a lot of space and room there. And I think he tried to hit the Tasty Bites burger van on the other side of Moor Lane.
He didn't miss it by much. Missed the goal by plenty.
He certainly did. And if you just joined us late on, it's 3 goals for the good for FC United in around about 6 minutes to go plus additional time. And, the hero of the afternoon is Nicky Platt, the hat-trick hero. Goals on... the first half, FC United leading by a goal to nil, and then two in the second half separate the two teams, and FC United have really, really dominated the proceedings here this afternoon. Carl and Darren, Daz Lyons will be pleased with the performance. It's nice to see the Salford fans still singing, still enjoying the banter. They think they're singing the song because it's Salford fans that are leaving. Balls at the far right hand side, Gorton goes up for it, and Cedric Crewe will bring it down. Plays the ball across to Amadi. Amadi on the ball now. 10 yards outside the penalty area on this touchline. Fortuitous is there, he gets away with the ball, and then it's well played there by Cedric Crewe. It's falling kindly for somebody, but it's an offside decision against Michael Norton.
Well, Crewe and Amadi between them then had the ball about 17 times, and Norton had it under control.
They certainly didn't, as the referee wants the free kick to be taken again because it was in the wrong position.
I cannot believe this.
You would have thought the producer might just step back a yard. And Salford have it again down the right hand side of goal. Jerome Wright handballs it, but the referee says play on, and the two players both between themselves lose the ball. There's an opportunity on the right hand side now. Well played by the number two, going to get a decent delivery in towards the back post. He can. Up goes FC United's captain. Opportunity in the penalty area, but it's miscontrol, and Stock clears his lines and tries to bring Carlos Rocca, but it was far too difficult for him to get on the end of, and here come Salford again, but they give the ball away again, and Stott, solid at the back as always, plays it back to Spencer, who clears his lines, and Norton will go for this all day. He'll just keep on running, Michael Norton, as Birch wins the header, but gives it straight to Yarwood, far left hand side now. Tracy tries to play the ball across to Abadaki, but and then did they get another chance? Lee Neville heads the ball beautifully to Abadaki now. Amadi's back helping. Abadaki versus Amadi.
He's
going to get past in there.
Stood his ground well there,
did Amadi. And Amadi on the ball now, and there's near touchline. Gets beyond the player, does he? Cuts inside, but gives the ball away, unfortunately. And Lee's on the ball again, plays it inside. Can they get a consolation out of this game? The 16 turns well.
Oh,
he certainly shoots that. He flexed off an FC shirt into the back of the net. It's going about 3 yards wide. We're just saying that well Stott's doing. And then he chests the ball into the back of the net. And there's nothing he could do with that, to be honest.
It was a lot more than 3 yards wide as well. I might have gone for a throw in, but there you go.
Goal scorer for Salford City, number 16, Jamie Rother.
Well, you can't.
That's
an own goal, I'm afraid, to Stott, because the ball was going well wide and it come off the chest of Stott, and it's 3-1. As I say, they've got the consolation and they haven't given up. That's the main thing. They've worked hard, and I'm sure,
you know, the last time we played them in the FA Cup, a similar thing happened, didn't it? We were cruising at 3-0 up and we gave away two goals late on and made it very anxious for ourselves.
We certainly did, but the ball's all the way back with the goalkeeper, Brannigan, right footed this time. It's a nice clearance. It's headed on. FC United got to make sure that they don't make any more mistakes, and there's an opportunity to make it 3-2. It's past the goalkeeper. The referee's going to send off.
See what I mean?
The referee, I think, is going to send off James Spencer.
More than likely.
And it will be a straight red because he was the last man, and Spencer sent off there. There's nothing he could do, really, to be honest. But the referee has sent Spencer off, and we've got absolute. Well,
deja vu all over again.
There's nothing he could do there. Defence went to sleep completely. Through the middle of the defence they went, and an opportunity to get right back into this. And FC United, well, we say they don't do things easily. Well, that is very, very true. Every occasion we play Salford, as you rightly said again, Brian, they always seem to score two against us. And Spencer sent off on that. There's no one on the bench as a goalkeeper, so they've got to decide who.
Well, they used all three subs anyway.
Norton's going in goals. Michael Norton going in goals. So with around about a minute to go, plus now any additional time, but that was again, it was
sloppiness. We've looked tired this last 10 minutes, haven't we?
We've absolutely dominated the entire game, and then you go and do something like that, and Michael Norton's the man who's going in next. Is it a red card, that?
By, as they say, the letter of the law. I know it's a cliche, but I didn't see any other option really for the referee.
Well, it's Michael Norton in goals. Can he be
I expect him to save it, actually.
Well, we're actually on the 90th minute. We're into injury time. It's going to be the number seven, Nathan McDonald, who created that for himself. He steps up and he scores. Michael Norton in goals. It's 3-2 here. Certainly not the story of the game, because FC United have been absolute dominant.
Yeah.
The 90th minute.
For Salford City, number 7, Nathan McDonald.
And McDonald scores. And the assistant, the referee, 4 minutes of additional time to be added. Can FC United turn this comfortable...
Can we snatch a draw out of the jaws of victory?
A comfortable victory, it seems. It's now 3-2. There's 4 minutes of the game to go. FC down to 10 men. The ball's down the right-hand side.
The referee has indicated there will be 3 minutes of time added on.
A free kick conceded on the far right-hand side there. The referee...
Looked a sore one, that as well.
On Cedric Crewe. And Cedric Crewe will stay down, and the referee having a word with, I think, the number 12 there, Andy Heald. Maybe going into his book.
Well, he's only had his book out once, and that was to send James Spencer off.
Well, I think it's all over at 3-0.
Bizarre.
And Heald does go into the book there on the far side. And FC United just get that ball, put it into the corner, hold the ball up. And Norton would normally be doing that, but unfortunately he's in goals for FC United. So, again, well, there'll be lots to talk about tonight on the non-league show.
How was that a throw into then?
And they're taking it quickly. It seems to be a free kick to throw into FC United, but... So for trying to get this ball up as quick as they can, but FC United pressing well. It's back with the goalkeeper, Richie Brannigan. Brannigan left, right foot to this side, gets a really good clearance on that. Good goal stop, puts him in the header. And the ball out down this right hand side now. It's for Abadaki on it. Abadaki can't get beyond Jerome Knight. Jerome Knight clears his lines, and then it's out for a throw in the halfway line. Well, that squeal, where that came from, that was the loudest squeal of the 90 minutes. Down the right hand side. Free kick conceded by Jerome right there. No need to do that, Jerome, no need at all. He should have just stayed with his man, jockeyed and held him, and he's pulled him down in a really dangerous position. Right hand side, on this near touch line. And decent delivery required. The goalkeeper's up, Brannigan. It's going to be taken by Steve Yarwood. And this, well, a real opportunity now. Norton, the goalkeeper.
Jake Cossell should not be there. He's not going to hit it at him.
Certainly not, and there's an opportunity here now. Yarwood.
It's all right.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That'll get him a telling off, and he's getting a telling off.
Absolutely.
The manager's absolutely fizzing.
When he gets into that dressing room there, they had a golden opportunity to put a decent ball in, and he's had a shot. From an acute angle, his entire team, including the manager, absolutely livid, and quite rightly so, because the goalkeeper had come up, everyone was there, and he chose to hit. Oh, that would absolutely infuriate anybody. Well, perhaps that is the last chance of the game for Salford. The FC United winning by 3-2. The goalkeeper looking at his watch, put the ball again back into the FC area. He never clears his lines. But it's won again in the middle. FC United needs to win the ball back, but it's a ball through the middle again.
Yeah, right.
And down goes Mike Norton, collects the ball and gathers it.
Down in Sam Ashton style.
Into the fourth minute of additional time. There was 3 minutes, but with the penalty, there'll be a few more as Norton clears his lines.
There's the final whistle.
And that is the final whistle in the
game. Hanging on in a game we've absolutely bossed. Bizarre.
Absolutely no reason for FC United to finish with 10 men. And 2 goals late that they conceded in a game of absolutely dominated and bossed for, well, 87 minutes.
Oh, never do it the easy way, do we?
Well, we certainly don't. FC United have put themselves out of jail there.
Well, we put ourselves in jail, didn't we?
Well, we put ourselves into jail, locked the key, threw away the key, and then said, right, okay, we'll just hang on if we can.
We were absolutely strolling. That's perhaps the where we slipped up by strolling.
Well, also slipping up this, this afternoon, Rushall Olympic lost out 3-2 to Nantwich at home.
Yep.
Well, Nantwich Town, Jimmy Quinn, ex-Northern Ireland international. He's brought a new couple of players in the recent weeks, and they beat FC United at home last week, and they're a decent outfit. But FC United this afternoon, I mean, the one consolation with the sending off, I suppose, from an FC perspective, is that John Worsnock.
Yeah, at least we have got a damn
top,
good player
top
to step
goalkeeper.
In. Yeah.
But
it also finished Matlock Town 1, Stocksbridge Park Steels 1.
Well, here at Moor Lane, FC United have found themselves with the spoils.
Yeah, clinging on by the fingernails when we had the game in the palm of our hand.
They go through to the next round of the cup, but well, there was a scare at the end there. FC United really should have been clearly out of sight, and were. And then poor defending, completely got to sleep, allowing Salford to get right back into it with two goals very late on. A sending off of James Spencer, and FC United players around the ground just clapping off the fans, and an entertaining game in all.
Yeah, yeah, more entertaining than it needed to be.
Well, as we said,
should have been done and dusted.
Perhaps a commentator's curse of saying, yeah, we're coasting this, and this should be comfortable. But
I did almost foretell it, didn't I?
It was, yeah, it was you, Brian. It was entirely your fault.
Yeah.
Well, Salford have given a good account for themselves there. They know they've been in the game. They've worked hard. They've worked tight. They're a tired bunch there. I mean, there was players going down with cramp on in 70 minutes, so, you know, they've put a shift in. FC United.
The FC players are on the pitch now, listening to Mr. Marginson. We'll probably hear him from here.
And what a missed opportunity for Salford right at the death there with a free kick.
Yeah, that was an awful waste, that. And his ears will be stinging when he gets in that dressing room.
Absolutely.
They certainly will, actually. In fact, it's funny, Mr. Marginson's not over there. It's I think Darren does the warm down and the talk down.
Warm down? Is that what you're calling it?
Well, that's what they'll do. They'll do a warm down now.
It's more
and
of a rollicking to me.
Well, who's he rollicking? Because
all of them, I don't.
Well, he's not there, though. Carl isn't there.
No, well, Daz Lyons is doing it then.
Darren Lyons could rollick himself.
Oh, I don't know.
He's, you know, I suppose, I mean, they've worked well for 87 minutes, done a good job, and then completely switched off. And a game where, really, when you look at it on paper, you say, but man, that was a close game. Well, it never was,
no, it wasn't,
let's be honest.
Absolutely.
It was a game that FC United coasted for the vast majority of the game. Some great goalkeeping from Richie Branigan had kept Salford City in the first half. FC United just going in by a goal to nil. Nicky Platt, the man who scored the goal after some good work down the left-hand side. A tenacious flick on there by Carlos Rocca to the oncoming Nicky Platt. And he does what he does best. And certainly in the FA Cup, he put the ball into the back of the net. And Branigan then calling to action on several occasions, low to his right, high to his right, low to his left. They were coming from corners, left, right and centre, and he did superbly well. I mean, there was a batch of seven corners in the matter of about, what, 12 minutes?
Yep.
And FC going in at half time by a goal to nil. The second half came out in a matter of minutes. It was that man again, Nicky Platt. Well, he got a ball outside the penalty area and he swung the ball top right hand corner, hit the underside of the goal. We thought it was a tap in from Rocca, but it was credited to young Nicky Platt.
Indeed.
And then he did what he did, does well again. Lovely football from FC United. Nicky Platt there after a header, hit the post off Michael Norton, was in there at the right moment, put the ball in the back of the net, and really FC were
cruising.
That was it, all over. Yep. Head and buried were Salford, but they carried on and carried on and carried on. And they got a little bit of luck. They got a penalty. Goalkeeper sent off.
They got a fluke with the first goal, didn't they? And, I mean, James Spencer's had one save to make.
That's right, yeah. The what we thought would be the consolation goal, there was a speculative shot that was going not even for a corner, it was going out for a throw on the opposite side of the ground. It hits the chest of young Stotty. Into the back of the net it went. And then the last kick of the game, really, Yarwood. What was he doing? Because that was the worst impression of a free kick I've ever seen.
They were outnumbering us in the box. That big lad, the centre forward, was going to win it.
Well, Branigan was up, the goalkeeper. Yeah, yeah. They're all up, and he tried to hit. He tried to hit it like Ronaldo does for the right hand side, and he went 30 yards over the bar.
Yeah, it was an awful
absolutely effort. Woeful, because it was in a position where no one would have a shot on goal. Yeah. It's a cut. You whip it in. you see what happens, and Sheringham, and he's got a temper.
Oh, wait. You know, we're about to go off the air.
Oh, we are? Yeah, of course. All right, okay. Well, there we go.
Say goodbyes.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. See you soon. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget Red Rebel Radio and all things FC United live. And don't forget also on 5 Live, the Don Lee Show. So until then, goodbye from me, from Moor Lane. And hello, Salford Media City. This could be the start of the end.
See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.